Masechta Shavuos, Daf Yudalid, 9 lines from the top of Daf Yudalid and Aleph, and we previously saw a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to which kabbonis would be mechapa on a koyanim and a koyin gadol. And Rabbi Yehuda taught us that the par that's brought by the koyin gadol on Yom Kippur is mechapa on the same yisurim of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, that the Sar Nas Mifnim and the Sar Nas Mechutz is mechapa for all of Klal Yisrael, while the Sar Mishtalech is mechapa for all of the Averis, not only for Klal Yisrael, but also for all the koyanim, as well as for the Kohen Gadol. However, Rabbi Shimon held that even in the Sar Meshalech is only Mechapa on Klal Yisrael, and the power of the Kohen Gadol will be Mechapa for all other Averis on Kehanim and on Kohen Gadol as well. And we previously saw that the Pasuk in Achri may state V'shachar Seir Achatas Hashel Om. Since this Pasuk is referring to the Sar Primi and the Pasuk states Hashel Om, we learn that the Sar Nas Bifnim is only Mechapa on a nation and on Klal Yisrael, but it's not Mechapa on the Kohen Gadol or on Kohenim. Our Gemara begins and asks V'hai that is it true that this word La'am is really available in order to teach us this din, that this carbon only works for Klal Yisrael and not for Kohanim? But Lemaisa, since we will see later that B'negeyed Par, the Torah tells us specifically that the power of the Kohen Gadol should be bought with the mammon of the Kohen Gadol, not with the money from the Machzeh Shekel, which belongs to the Tzibur, one may have had a Havmina that the same would apply to all the Kabbonis that the Kohen brings on Yom Kippur, Kamash Blon, that the Pasuk teaches us B'negeyed Sar Nas Mifnim, Asher La'am, that carbon is brought from the Tzibur and not brought from the Mammon of the Kohen Gadol. And as Rashi states, Mishal Tzibur V'loi Mishal Kohen Gadol, L'fisha Par Ba Mishaloi, therefore Hutzuch Loim B'Sar Mishal Tzibur. And the Gemara responds, Hu Mi'isa Das B'nei Yisrael Nafka, in Chanami we need a limud in order to teach us that the Sar Nas Mifnim is brought with Mammon of the Tzibur. However, we don't learn that from the words Asher La'am, and instead we learn it from a different Pasuk in Pashas Achri Mois. The Pasuk states, "U'me'esa das b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei siru izum lechatos va'ayel echad la'ayla." And before we continue, let us point out that b'negeyed the Kohen's par that he brings on Yom Kippur, the pasuk states the word Asheloi 3 times, as the pasuk states in Pashas Achrimos in pasuk Vav, v'hikrav Aaron's par chatos Asheloi v'chipa ba'adoy vad besoy, and in pasuk Yud Aleph the pasuk states v'hikrav Aaron's par chatos Asheloi v'chipa ba'adoy vad besoy v'shachar's par chatos Asheloi. And also keep in mind that the pasuk mentions twice the idea of v'chipa ba'adoy vad besoy. And let us also recall that in Daf Yigimel Mabez, the Gemara brought a brisa, and the Gemara stated that from the words Asheloi, we learned that the power of the Kohen Gadol only is mechapa for him and not for anyone else, and we even had a hamina that it wouldn't even be mechapa for the rest of the Kohenim. And the Gemara brought two limudim in order to teach us that a Kohen would also be mechapa with the power of the Kohen Gadol. And our Gemara now is, v'hai Asheloi l'hachi udasa, how could it be that from the words Asheloi, we will learn that the power of the Kohen Gadol is only mechapa for the Kohen Gadol, not for anyone else, but hai mi'boi l'tanya, but we need all 3 terms of Asheloi for the following brisa, as the brisa teaches us that since the pasuk states the words Asheloi, so we learn out Mishalohu mevi ve'inu mevi mishal tzibor, that the power of a Kohen Gadol has to come from his own funds and he can't take it from the tzibor and from the trumas halishka. And the brisa continues, yachalo yavi mishal tzibor she'ina tzibor miskapim boi, maybe you can't take it from the tzibor because the tzibor doesn't receive kapara through the par, avi yavi mishal echav ha'koinim, but it is possible for him to buy the par using funds that he gets from the Kohenim, and he doesn't necessarily have to pay from his own funds, tamalim asheloi, and therefore the Torah teaches us a second time the word asheloi, and yachlo yavi vimhevi kasha, and one may think that this is only l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, if he would actually take funds from the tzibur or from other Kohenim, then it would still be kasha, tamalim meshuv, and therefore the Torah tells us a third time, asheloi, hakasuv shonalav la'akav, as we know, b'negeya kachim dizidin, that if the Torah states something 2 times, then this teaches us that it's ma'akev even b'di'eved, since this brisa dashened all 3 times that the pasuk states asheloi, and how could we previously have stated that the words asheloi teaches us that this par is only mechapa for the Kohen Gadol and not for anyone else? The Gemara explains, Tana hachik kashle, when the brisa asked the question that yochle yiskapu with parashel Aaron, that one may have thought that the Kohen would not receive kapara through the power of Aaron HaKohen and through the power of the Kohen Gadol, it certainly is not based on a direct drasha from the words asheloi, as in Chanami, all we learn from the words asheloi is that the Kohen Gadol is responsible to pay for his par. But the Tana's question is that since the Kohen Gadol has to pay for the par, then the mele it must be that the kapara that's afforded by the par only goes to the Kohen Gadol and not to the other Kohenim, since they weren't involved and they didn't give any money towards the par, so therefore it wouldn't be able to afford them a kapara. As the Gemara now continues to explain, that the Gemara's question was, was Maishna b'da'am d'le mechaper, that why is it that the Kohanim do not receive a kapara through the Sarah Nasa b'fnim or the Sarah Nasa b'chutz, d'le kachas b'imoyndo d'chziv ha-shalom? That is because they don't have any shaykhis to that carbon, since they don't contribute to the carbon, and the money for that carbon only comes from the rest of Klal Yisrael, and therefore certainly they can't receive a kapara. And similarly, b'da'aranami le kachas b'imoyndo, they would not be able to receive a kapara through the power of Aaron HaKohen, as l'maisa, they didn't contribute to that power either, as the Torah tells us that the only one that contributes to that power is Aaron HaKohen, or the Kohen Gadol alone. The Gemara answers, v'ka'amah kulin kriyim besai, certainly since b'degayet apar, the Torah states, v'chipa ba'ado va'ad besai, and certainly even though his family did not pay for this carbon, it could be mechapa for his family, and l'maisa, the pasuk teaches us, all the Kohanim are considered part of Beis Aaron, and therefore they can receive a kapara through the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, even though they didn't contribute to this power. Where Taisa explains that this point to the Gemara now goes away from its original svara that if someone didn't pay for a carbon, then they would not be able to receive a kapara. As we just saw, that even though the Bnei Aaron did not pay for the kapara, they could still receive a kapara. And therefore, Taisa explains, but otherwise, there's no question that every carbon sebar can be mechapa for all the Yisraelim as well as the Kohanim. Let's just keep in mind that originally, when the Gemara had a question if the Kohanim could receive a kapara through the carbon of Aaron HaKohen, so the Gemara brought two terutzim, as we saw in the Braisa on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Beis, and it was also repeated at the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara stated, but mahi miskaprim, as how could the Kohanim receive a kapara? Mutav shiskapu b'parishal Aaron shrei hutu b'chlolai itzol besai v'yiskapu b'sar nas b'fnim shrei loy hutu b'chlolai. Then the Gemara brought a second teretz of Beis Aaron baruch es Hashem, and therefore we see that all the Kohanim are part of Beis Aaron. Our Gemara just brought down the ka'oma kulin kuyim besai. Some explain that the Gemara was just pointing out the last part of the previous Gemara where the Gemara learned this from Beis Aaron baruch es Hashem. However, it could be that this point in the Gemara first teretz would not apply, and the only teretz that's available to us is the second teretz of Beis Aaron Baruch Hashem v'tzarech biyar. Also, I in the middle of Taisa's deal with Maschel v'leim chasvi v'mayna d'chsiv ha-shalom. Clearly, the Sarah and Asa b'fnim can only come from the Tzibur and not from the Kohanim. Taisa points out v'leim b'yil l'man d'avim m'sef l'shkol m'uvim nachayis she'in ha-kohanim m'tzuvim l'shkol d'vadi l'asim m'nidu, as certainly they weren't involved in giving the machza shekel, and therefore the karbonos were not theirs, and it was from the Tzibur. When the Taisa continues, el afil l'man d'avim ha-shem m'tzuvim l'shkol v'asar b'o m'tzuvim l'shkol, therefore the Kohanim were partners in the Sarah and Asma for them. However, Mikol Mokim im Chasu Mois Halishka Ubo Ligvois of Tzarech Sarah and Goyvim Mishlam. And Taiz brings another scenario. Oyim Bar Acha Vizika Sarah Elitziba Kosher Afal Pishle Zacha Boy Kohanim. Finally, keep in mind that we learned the Gemara based on Rashi, as when the Gemara is Haimi Boyle the Tanya, that we need the words Asheloi for the following Braisa, since the words Asheloi are used in order to teach us that the Kohen Gadol has to buy his par, and therefore the words Ashaloi is not available to teach us that it's only miskapa for the Kohen Gadol and not for anyone else. However, Ayin Tesis, who points out, and the fact that we had to have a limud to teach us that this carbon cannot be paid for by the rest of the Kohenim, so it's mashma that they receive kapara, and even though they're receiving kapara, they could not contribute towards the carbon. And Umishani and the Gemara answered, Tana Hachi Kukashlei, the Kura Istruch Shloi Tema, Kivin Shemitzinu Sheishla Kapara, Iskapa Bishloi, Mishlen, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, and in that Dhamma, we already reviewed the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to which kabbonos are mechapa for the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol, and we saw that the only chiluk between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda has been negated the star Mishtaleach, as Rabbi Shimon holds that the star Mishtaleach is only mechapa for the Yisraelim, the power would be mechapa for the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol for all other Averis as well. And Rabbi Yehuda held that although certainly the star Nasa B'fnim and the star Nasa B'chutz is only mechapa on Yisraelim, and the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol would be mechapa through the par, but the Sar Mishtaleach is not only mechapa for Yisraelim, but it's also mechapa for the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara now points out Bishlim Rav Shimon Hayim Lusiv Trei Viduyim Vidama Par, that according to Rav Shimon it makes sense even prior to discussing Zrikas Adam. The Torah tells us v'chipa ba'ado va'abesai at two different times, as Rashi brings for the Gemara Maseches Yuma the Kaparas Dvarim Hakas B'Daba Shuradayin Le'Nishkat Par. Therefore, this refers to Vidui at two different times, and the Ikka Matan Domoi, and is also the Matan Dom Adam Mizbeach, which certainly effectuates Kapara. As the Gemara states, Chag Keneged Sarah Nasa Beflim, the Chag Keneged Sarah Nasa Bechutz, the Chag Keneged Sarah Mishtaleach, and as Rashi states, Hari Gimel Kaparas, the Chapal Gimel Averish, Akhanam Miskapim Mepar, Neged Shol Shavirish, Yisrael Miskapim Pisirim, Ein Rabbeinu Chananel explains that the Zrika of the Dama Par is Miskapa for the Kainim, and the same Averish that would be Miskapa for Yisrael by the Zrika Zedam of the Sarah Nasa Beflim, as we previously learned, is referring to an Issa of Thomas Mikdash Vikadashav, where it was Yesh Bayidia Betrila, Ve'im Bayidia Besaif. One Vida will be Mechapa on the Kayanim, or the same Issa that the Sarah Nasa Bechutz will be Mechapa for Yisrael, and the second Vida is Mechapa on all other Averis, just like the Sarah Mishtalech is Mechapa for Yisraelim. And in Tezid, Dibu Maslow Shnei Viduim Vidam Apar, that's Mashmosha Mechapa Akayanim Bebezi Viduim, that comes out according to Rab Shimon, that the Kayanim are Mechapa with two Viduim, and Tezid points out that if so, that the Mishnah Mesechs Jumo, which explains when the Kohen Gadol stated his first vidui, he would only state Aniyu Besi, and he wouldn't say anything further. Then in the second vidui, he would add in Aniyu Besi Ubnei Aaron, and Zok Taisis Lo Misukba Kerab Shimon, Dildidei Bevidu Rishonami Havalil Meima Ubnei Aaron. However, Ayin Taisis, who continues to ask a question on this point, and therefore he explains that even according to Rab Shimon, it is possible that in the first vidui, the Kohen Gadol would only state Aniyu Besi, and only regarding the second vidui, we would say Aniyu Besi Ubnei Aaron, Ayin Shom. However, the Gemara continues, El Rabbi Yehuda, Tre Viduyin Vidama Parlomli, Bechav Vidui Vidomli Sagya, the Lachari, why is the requirement for two Viduyin if one Vidui and one Zrikas Dam should suffice, since the Kohen Gadol and the other Kohanim receive a Kapara for all other Averis from the Sarah Mishtaleach, therefore they only need a Kapara with the Averis that the Sarah Nasa Beflim and Sarah Nasa Bechutz would be Mechapa for Yisraelim, and if so, why would need two Viduyin as well as Zrikas Dam? And the Gemara answers, Echadoi Vechla Besai, in the Chanami, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the only reason why the Kohen Gadol says Vidui at two different times, one for himself and one for the rest of the Kohenim, and the Gemara explains, Kedetanu Zvei Rabbi Shmuel, and this is based on the Brisa that was learned in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Kachimidis Hadin, Nohages, or Nesenes, Mutav Yavi Zaka Vichapal Chayiv, Val Yavi Chayiv Vichapal Chayiv, that certainly it makes sense that only after the Kohen Gadol receives a Kapara, and now he is Zakai, then he should be able to go and perform a Kapara for the rest of the Kohenim, and that's why he first says Vidui Benegei himself, and then he includes all of the Bnei Aaron and the rest of the Kohenim. And in the last Rashi of the Perek, Yavoi Zakai V'Chapel Chayiv, Lefikach Misvada Vidui Risha Lo Val Besai, Ola Acha Shinasa Zakai B'Vidui Misvada Lo Val Echav, Ola Ilum Tavayu Chod Kapara Ninu. Keep in mind that included in the first Kapara is not only himself, but also his wife, as Besizu Ishtoi and Ishtoi Kegufoi, and as the Me'iri states in Mestechus Yuman Dap Mem Gimel Beis, Va'afal Pi She'af Berishon Maskei Aniyu Besi, Va'apirashnu Shal Ishtoi Hu Oymekein, V'hu V'Ishtoi Keguf Echad Heim. Mepharshim explained that even though Rabbi Shmuel just taught us, Mutav Yavi Zakev Yechapa L'Chayev, Val Yavi Chayev Yechapa L'Chayev, and if so, really there should be four Viduyin, as there should be two Viduyin for the Averis that the Sarah Nasa Beflim would be Mechapa in Yisrael, and there should be two additional Viduyin for the Averis that the Sarah Nasa Bechutz is Mechapa in Yisrael. They explained that once the Kohen Gadol receives some sort of a Kapara, so he's no longer considered a full-fledged Chayev, and therefore he's able to bring other Kabanis for other people, and through the Zrikas Hadam of the Par, he's able to effectuate a Kapara not only for himself, but also for the Kohanim. Hadulach Shvuah Shtayim, Hadulach Shvuah Shtayim, Hadulach Shvuah Shtayim. We begin the second Perek and the new Mishnah, and our Masechta began by listing four different cases where the Shtayim Shein Arba, and the Mishnah began Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba, and then spoke about Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, and we already discussed this in great detail, that the Mishnah is discussing the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, where the Torah teaches us in Pashat Vayikra that under certain conditions, if a person is Oiva on the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, then a person would bring a Korban Oil V'Yared. And Rashi and the Mishnah already explain that the Mishnah is teaching us that in the case of Yedias HaTumah, there are two dinim which are Mefurish in the Torah, where someone would be Chayiv to bring a Korban Oil V'Yared. There are two other dinim which we will learn based on Psukim, where there would also be an obligation to bring a Korban Oil V'Yared. Let's keep in mind that there are two very important machlekesim which are relevant to the first Mishnah and to our Mishnah. As number one, there's a machlekes, if in order to be chayav to bring carbon oil of yared, there's a requirement to have a yediyah b'tchila, a yediyah b'saif, and halom bein tayim, and this is the sheet of our Mishnah, and as the Gemara stated, that would be the sheet of Rabbi. As we will see, there's a second machlekes as to if there's a chayav to bring a carbon oil of yared in a scenario where a person remembered that he was tamei and he had a lama regarding the Beis Hamikdash or halama benegayah piece of meat that was basar kodesh. But certainly our Mishnah holds that it doesn't make a difference if the halama was if the person is tameh or if there was halama that the basar was hegdish or halama benegayah Beis Hamikdash. And in all cases, there would be a chiyah to bring a carbon eluv yared. Finally, we just mentioned that our Mishnah holds that the only way that someone would be chayy to bring a carbon eluv yared is only if there was a yediyah b'tchila, and it was a shayla what type of yediyah we would have, as some say that the only time that he'd be chayiv is only if he had a yediyah that he became tameh. While the Gemara explained that Rebbe hold that you don't have to have a yediyah that he ever became tameh, even if a person never realized that he became tameh, but he had a yediyah b'tchila, and he had a yediyah based rabbi that he once learned in yeshiva that there is a concept of tumah, that would suffice. And the only time that would be considered that a person is aimed by yediyah b'tchila is only, for example, in a case of tinuk shenishba, and therefore he never knew that there's a concept of tumah at all. Now our Mishnah now begins yediyas hatumah shtayim shein abba, relevant to one that was over on the issa of tumas mikdash v'kedoshav. There is a possibility to bring a carbon eluv yared in two cases, which I'm referring to in the Torah, in two cases which we learn from a drasha, which are called shtayim shein abba. Keep in mind that the Gemara will have two different explanations as to the word yediyas hatumah, as one explanation would be yediyas hatumah refers to the first yediyah, and as we previously explained, that our Mishnah hold that in order to be chayiv to bring a carbon eluv yared, there has to be yediyah b'tchila as well as yediyah b'saif. However, the other explanation is that the words yediyah satumah of the Mishnah refers to the second yediyah, as certainly a person cannot bring a carbon eluv yared unless they have a second yediyah and they know that they did an isser. And certainly, the first two cases where someone is chayiv to bring a carbon eluv yared are both referring to a case where a person had a lama that he was tameh, and then either he went to the Beis Hamikdash while he was tameh, but he knew it was the Beis Hamikdash, or he ate a piece of hegdish which he knew which is hegdish. In those cases, he would be chayiv to bring a carbon eluv yared. And the other two cases are learned from a drasha, and those are cases where a person actually remembers that he's tameh, but he didn't realize that he was eating a piece of hegdish, or he didn't realize that this was the bakam hamikdash. However, our Mishnah will now go through these cases and will not go through it in the same order. As the Mishnah continues and brings the first case, nitma v'yada, that Reuven became tameh and he didn't realize that he was tameh, then he forgot that he was tameh, v'zochas akridish, and he ate hegdish and he realized that it was hegdish. Number two, nelu meno akridish, v'zochas atumah, or in a case where he actually remembered that he's tameh, but he forgot that this piece of meat was hegdish. The Mishnah now brings a third case, which is not counted amongst the shtayim shein arba, as this is just a combination of the first two cases of nelu meno zeh v'zeh. Reuven forgot both that he was tameh, that this piece of meat was hegdish, ochas akridish, and he ate hegdish, lo yoda, u'mishachol yoda, and then after he ate the piece of hegdish, he realized there was even the issa of eating basar of kodesh while he was tameh, hareze ba'ilu v'yared. In all these cases, he would bring a carbon ilu v'yared. In the first case, where there was halama of tuma, is the one that's mefurish in the Torah, and the second case, where there's halama of kodesh, that is one of the cases where it's not mefurish in the Torah, and we learn it from a drasha. The Mishnah continues, once again, nitma v'yada, if Reuven became tameh, and he knew that he was tameh, v'nomen men tuma, and he forgot that he was tameh, v'zochas ha-mikdash, but he remembered that this is the base of mikdash, or nelu menu mikdash v'zochas ha-tumah, in a case we remember that he's tameh, however he forgot that this is the makam ha-mikdash, or in a combined case of nelu menu zev v'zev v'nichtas l'mikdash, where he forgot that he was tameh, and he also forgot, or he never knew that this was the base of mikdash, v'lo yada, and he didn't know when he went into the base of mikdash, that he was over on the issa of tumas mikdash, or mishiyotzi yada, but once he left, he remembered that he was over on this issa, ha-reza ba'il v'yared, and once again, in these cases, he'll be chayv to bring a carbon eil v'yared. And Rashi divum aschal nitma v'yada shenitma, and he knew that he was tameh oy b'shas tumah yachrekein, either at the time that he became tameh or at some point afterwards. Then he had alama, and then he either ate basa kodesh or he went into the Beis Hamikdash. And Ayin Tesis points out that even though this is not going like the Shita of Rebbe, as we learned previously, that Rebbe hold that yediyah satumah means that he had the yediyah based rabbi. If you Rebbe, he didn't necessarily have to know that he ever was tameh. And Ayin Tesis at the bottom of Amid in diba maschal yediyah satumah mitech pirush akunshu mashma shereitz lefarish kulam asisim yediyah gemura shapirish v'yada shenitma v'avgav demukma asisim kurabi da'amid yediyah based rabbi shma yediyah mikamok nuklam asisim stam yediyah avgav blid sarach. And Tesis explains v'amidaktik yachal lefarish kulam asisim yediyah based rabbi. And certainly we could explain that the entire Mishnah is dafka referring to a case of yediyah based rabbi, and explain the Mishnah like Rebbe. Ayin Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, who points out when the Mishnah, both in the Reish and the Sefer, bring a case of Nelman Menu Zev V'Zeh, the Mishnah is being mechadish to us that even though he forgot that he's Tomei, and he also forgot that this is the Makam HaMikdash, or that this is Basar Kodesh, and one may think think that he was such a shaygig that maybe he's not chayiv to bring a carbon at all. Kamash one, that he's chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. The Mishnah continues that although in regard to certain tumois that someone is going to be also to go onto the Har Bayis, however, if someone does so, then they would not be chayiv a carbon oil of yared. And the Mishnah tells us echad nichlas lazara veechad nichlas l'teisas lazara, the chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. If someone goes into the Azara, as well as they go into any area was designated as teisas lazara, which was annexed to the Azara properly, as the Mishnah continues, she'im mesifal al ear v'al azaris el b'melch v'navi v'urim turim v'sanhedrin shilshim v'echad uv'shtei toidis uv'shira, in order to annex any land to the city of Yerushalayim, which has an afkamina b'negei achilas hegdish or b'negei achilas ma'isa sheni, similarly, in order to annex any part of the harbayas to the Azara and now create an additional area to the Azara, it had to be done with a specific procedure, which included the melech, the navi, the urim v'tumim, the sanhedrin shilshim v'echad, as well as two kabanes toida, two lachmi toida, as well as a shear, as the Gemara will discuss. And when they would annex this area, then they would walk around the entire circumference of the new area with bezim mahalchin, and bezim would walk u'shtei toidas achrayin. The Gemara will explain that the shtei toidas actually went first, and the Sanhedrin followed the toidas. Finally, b'chol Yisrael achrayim, and all of Klal Yisrael would walk behind this procession. And we continue on Daf Yudalam and Beis, and the Mishnah teaches us hapnim is necholas v'achitzin israfes, that the inner carbon toida would be eaten, but the outer carbon toida that was walking on the outside would be burnt, and the Gemara will explain this further. However, if there was a part of Azara that was added and this procedure was not followed properly, then it's not considered as part of Azara. And if someone would walk into that area by mistake, he would not be over on the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, and therefore he would not be Chayev Karis, and he would not be Chayev to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And the Mishnah now continues that the Issa of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav doesn't only apply if someone became Tame outside of the Azara, but even Nitma Bazara, that if Ruin became Tame while he was still in the Azara, and he realized they became Tame and he had Idiya, Benon Men of Tuma, and then he forgot that he was Tame, Vizachas Amigdash, but he still remembers that he's in the Beis Amigdash, or Nelon Men of Migdash, or he forgets that it's the Beis Amigdash, Vizachat Tuma, but he still remembers that he's Tame, Nelon Men of Zevizah, or he forgets that he's Tame, and he also forgets that this is the Makam Amigdash, and after the point that he became Tame, Vishtachva, and he bowed down, but he had Alama, Oishashah Bechdeh Ashtachva, or he delayed leaving the Azara the amount of time that he could have bowed down, or if he could have left the Azara using a shorter path, and instead, even though he didn't wait at all in order to start leaving, but he left using a longer path, then all those cases he'll be chayav to bring a carbon oil of yared. Rashi points out, v'shiur na'lalu alacha meshim sinayim mishenitma ba'azara. The Mishnah continues, however, if Reuven became tummy in the Azara, and he didn't wait in the Azara to shir shtachavaya, and he didn't bow down in the Azara, in b'ktzara, and he went out the shortest path, then potter, then he'd be potter for bringing a carbon oil of yared, and zui mitzah seh shev migdash she'in chayavin la. This is what the Mishnah Masechtas Harris refers to when it teaches us in chayavin ala seh shev migdash. As Rashi explains that the Pasuk in Pashas Nasei teaches us tzav is b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchum in ha'machna kol tzurua v'chozov v'chol tomei l'nafesh. The next Pasuk states b'zoch ad nekeva t'shalichu al mechutz l'machna t'shalchum v'lo yitam l'sa machne ma'shani sheikhim m'seichem. And the Torah tells us that it's a mitzah seh that if someone becomes tomei while they're in the Azara, that they must leave the Azara. The Mishnah Masechtas Harris teaches us that although there's a din of a par helam davi shel tzibar and a par koyim mashiach, which refers to the carbon that bezin would bring, they paskin incorrectly in regarding to an issa that if someone does this b'mezid, they'd be chayiv karis, and if they did so b'shegi, they'd be chayiv a regular carbon chatos, and bezin would be chayiv to bring a par helam davi shel tzibar, and if a koyim does this issa, he'd be chayiv to bring a par koyim mashiach instead of the standard kizba se'ira, which Yisrael brings. However, the Mishnah teaches us that the din of par helam davi shel tzibar and the par koyim mashiach doesn't apply in the case of Yisrael that became Tamei in the Azara, then didn't leave in the proper amount of time, and if Bezin Paskin incorrectly, that caused Rav Klal Yisrael to be over on this Isser, and since a regular Yisrael would not bring a regular Chatos, they would only be Mechuyah to bring a carbon oil of Yared, therefore the Din of Parahom Davish Shel Tzibor doesn't apply B'negei Bezin. Similarly, if a Koyin is over on the Isser of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, it would also not be Chayiv to bring a Par Koyin Mashiach. And really, the next part of the Mishnah has no connection to our Masechta, but as Rashi points out, that since in the Mishnah Masechta's Hayris it explains Avachayovin al Sei Shabanida, that a Parham Dovish Shel Tzibor and a Parham Mashiach will be brought, scenario where the Issa was involved with the Lasei Shabanida, our Mishnah now continues to explain that case as well. As our Mishnah continues, Ve'ezi Mitzah Sei Shabanida Shechayovin La, and what does the Mishnah Masechta's Hayris mean? Zayin, when it tells us that the Parim Davish El Tzibar and the Parim Mashiach would apply B'negei Asei Shemenida, and the case is Hayim Mishamish Matayr V'Amroloi Nitmesi U'Purish Miyad Chayim Preshit Siyasa Hanolai K'biyasai, and if Reuven is having Bia with Rachel, who is Tahira, and in the middle of Bia she tells him, I just became a Nida, then if Reuven is still B'Koshe Eva, he is not allowed to be Purish, and as Rashi states, El Yamad B'Loi Disha Achi Yomosa Eva V'Yifurish B'Loi Koshe, and V'Zeo Asei, and this is an Asei Shebenida, and if he doesn't do so, and he is Purish Miyad, then certainly he'd be Chayiv Kares, and if he did so B'Shoigeg, he'd be Chayiv to bring a Karman Chatos, and this scenario, if Bezdin Paskin incorrectly, and Rav Klai Yisrael does this, then they would be obligated to bring a Par Halam Davish El Tzibar. And similarly, if a Kohen does this, then he would be chayav to bring a Par Kohen Mashiach. The Mishnah explains that the reason why to be chayav is because by being Parish Miyad, he will be having Hana, and he's not considered Oynis, as he could wait until his Eivor is Mace, and he wouldn't have that Hana. Keep in mind that the Mefarshim explained that when the Gemara gives this example of a Asei Shebenida, that that's not only case where the chayav of Parim Davish El Tzibar would apply, or the Par Kohen Mashiach would apply, and certainly it applies in any case where the issa that was performed is an issa that when done b'mezid is chayiv karis. When a regular individual in Klai Yisrael does that issa b'shoigeg, he would be chayiv to bring a regular chatos of a kizbor seira. The Mishnah continues that as we previously explained, our Mishnah taught us that yidiyas hatumah shtayim shein abba and the chayiv to bring a korban eil v'yared doesn't only apply where someone had a lama regarding tumah, but it also applies even if the person knows he's tummy, but he had a lama b'negiyah the migdash or b'negiyah a piece of hegdash. Now our Mishnah now continues and brings a machlekes between a Belezer, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel will be the same as the Tan of our Mishnah, which we originally stated was a Shita of Rabbi, who agrees to Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara will ask that it seems that Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva are only being chilek as to how we dash and psukim, but there doesn't seem to be a nafkamina between the opinions of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara will explain this point. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Elezer ima hasheretz v'nelim menu, that since in the psukim and pashas vayikra that discuss the dinim of Tumas Mikdash v'kedoshav, and the Torah states oy nefesh hashetika b'chol davar tamei oy benivlus chayit tamei oy benivlus beim tamei oy benivlus sheretz tamei v'nelim menu tamei v'ashem. And after speaking about a sheretz, the pasuk states v'nelim menu. So what the mashmois is al halam sheretz chayiv in a chayiv al halam mikdash, that although someone will be chayiv to bring a korban eil v'yared where he had a lama regarding tumas sheretz and he forgot that he was tamei, however if someone remembers that he's tamei and he forgot that this is the beis mikdash, or he forgot that this pasuk is kodesh, then he would not be chayiv to bring a korban eil v'yared. Rabbi Kiva oima v'nelim menu v'tamei, that the pasuk stated v'nelim menu and then stated that he was tamei. Once again, it's mashma al halam tumo chayiv, that one is only chayiv to bring a korban eil v'yared if he had a lama regarding tumo v'ein chayiv al halam mikdash. But if someone forgot that this is the base mikdash, or he forgot that this pasuk was kodesh, then he would not be chayiv to bring a korban eil v'yared. Ayin and Taisus on Daf Tesim Aleph, who discusses the fear of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Kiva, if we would say that even though this person is potter from bringing eil v'yared, but he would still be obligated to bring a regular carbon chatos. Finally, Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Rabbi Shmuel states that the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states v'nelim v'nelim shtei pamim, as the Torah states v'nelim menavu tamei in pasuk Beis, and in pasuk Gimel the pasuk also states v'nelim menavu yadav Hashem l'chayev al halam tuma val halam mikdash. And this teaches us that not only was one of chayev to bring a carbon eil v'yared where he had a lama b'negeis tuma, but he will also bring a carbon eil v'yared even if he remembers that he's tamei, but he had a lama b'negeis the makom hamikdash or b'negeis basa that it's hegdish. Both the first and second prakim of Masechta Shavuos discusses yediyas hatuma, and both only have one mishnah. And our Gemara begins Amalei Rapapala Baya Shtaim Shein Abba Shtaim Shein Shishavion. How could the Mishnah state that the yediyas hatuma are Shtaim Shein Abba if really it's Shtaim Shein Sheish? And as Rapapa explains, they have yediyas hatuma tchilu v'soif, that if there's a case of halama of tuma, then you already have two yediyas, as our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rebbe, that there has to be yediyah betchila. Therefore, there was yediyah betchila and yediyah b'saif, and both of these are mefurish in the pasuk. Then, in a case where there was a halama b'negiyah, the piece of meat that's hegdish, then you have yediyah sakledish tchila b'saif. Then, once again, you had a yediyah that his piece of meat was hegdish at the beginning and at the end, which is another two times, and these are not mefurish in the pasuk. And finally, we have another two yediyahs, yediyahs midish tchila b'saif, in a case where there was a halama b'negiyah the makam ha-migdash, and in that case, once again, you had to have yediyah betchila and yediyah b'saif, and therefore we have six yediyahs. Really, the Mishnah should state that shtaim shein sheish, and the Gemara is v'lotameich tamni havyan dalochiru. If you're counting all the yediyahs, then there are actually eight yediyahs. The ikatuma de kodesh v'tuma de migdash tchilu v'saif. In the first case, where Reuven forgot that he was tamei, so there's not only one case, as certainly the Torah refers to two cases. Number one, a case where he knew that this piece of meat is Hegdish. Number two, where he always knew that this was the Makom HaMikdash. And if so, there's another two cases. And really, either the Mishnah should read Shtayim Shem Shmoina or Abba Shem Shmoina. The Gemara explains Halei Kasha, that this did not bother our Papa Shem Tuma Achasi, as regarding those two cases, it's still the same Halama, as all he forgot is that he's Tomei. Therefore, we can only count that as two Yediyahs, as there's only a Yediyah B'tchila that he was Tomei, and a Yediyah B'Soif that he was Tomei, and in between he forgot that he was Tomei, and we're not counting the two different Yisurim of Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And the Gemara continues, Mikol Mokom Shishavion, but the Maisa Rapapa has a question, that although there are eight cases, but there's still six Yediyahs, and therefore the Mishnah should have stated, Shtayim Shein Sheish. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rapapa, the Rapapa answered his own question, as he explained, La'ilum Tavne Avin, as really there are certainly eight different Yediyahs. However, Abor Kamaisi, Dloy Maisel Lidei Karbon, Loika Choshev, that our Mishnah is not discussing the first four Yediyahs, as although we hold like Rebbe that the only time that one will be chayav to bring a Karbon Eilu V'Yerid is only if you had an original Yediyah. However, ultimately, someone cannot be chayav to bring a Karbon Eilu V'Yerid unless they had a second Yediyah. And our Mishnah is teaching us that Yediyah Satuma, Shtayim Shein Arba, that there are a total of four Yediyahs. Once someone has that Yediyah, at that point, they'd be chayav to bring a Karbon Eilu V'Yerid. And as our Papa continues, Abba Basraisa, the Maisel Leila, the Karbon, Kachoshev, the Gemara continues, V'Ikad Amri, and other bring a different version as to the territory of Papa, as Amar Papa, Lo'ilum Tavni Havin, although certainly there are eight different Yediyahs, however, about Kamaisi, the Lesnel, B'chol Terekul, Kachoshev, our Mishnah only mentions the four Yediyahs Betrila, that is a specific Chiddush that is relevant to the din of Thomas Mikdash V'Kadashav, as in regard to other Chatais, there's no need to have a Yediyah Betrila, and for example, if someone eats Chalev, and he never knew that it's Chalev, and then his friend tells him that you should know that you just ate Chalev, then certainly it'll be Chayat to bring a Karmel Chatas, whereas B'negeh Thomas Mikdash V'Kadashav, certainly Lefir Rabbi Shmuel and our Mishnah, as well as Rebbe, that's the town of the Mishnah, that Bezim and Aleph, there is no requirement to bring a Karmel Eilu V'Yerid, unless there was a Yediyah Betchila. As our Papa continues, Abba Basraisa, this no B'chol Terekula, like a Chashav, however our Mishnah is not discussing the last four Yediyahs, as that is a Dovah Pashat, as certainly in order to have to bring a Karmel Chatas, or to bring a Karmel Eilu V'Yerid, there's a requirement to have a Yediyah, and to ultimately realize that you are even on this Issa B'Shoigeg. And the Gemara now continues, Boy Rapapa, the Rapapa asked another Shaila, and what would be the din if Ruvain knew they touched something, he didn't know that he was tummy or not, then he went into the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate Hegdish, and would he be chayiv to be in a Karmel Eilu V'Yerid or not? And as Rashi states, Nelman Menon Hilchas Tumma, Kishinoga B'Sharetz, V'Yodah Shinoga B'Sharetz, Ava Eini Yodeh Shuhu Tummy, he doesn't know if he became tummy. And the Gemara explains, Hechi Dami, that what would be the scenario, as Ilema D'Leyodah Yisharetz Mitame, Yitzvadeya Mitame, Zilkari B'Ravu, as if it's a case where Ruvain knows they touch a tzav or a tar, which are two different types of the Shemayna Shratzim, and are very similar to a frog, and he's not sure if they're mitame, or maybe it's only a frog that's mitame. But the Gemara points out that certainly there would not be a Shaila, and certainly would be considered as if he had a Yediyah B'Tchila, and Halama afterwards, and as Rashi explains, Zilkari B'Ravu, Tineke Shel Beis Rabban, Kori Nachilu Ba'achba Batzav, as the Pasuk in Pasha Shemini tells us, V'Zelachem HaTome B'Asheretz HaSheretz Al Aretz, Hachilu Ba'achba Batzav Lumineu, V'Anoka V'Akoyach V'Alotav, and certainly he learned this when he was in yeshiva. Therefore, lefid shita Rebbe, certainly this is considered yediyah b'tchila. Shachas hakodesh v'nolim menu negiyah rishena yesh kan yediyah b'tchila v'helam achrea. Certainly lechshiyod lebesayif echayiv that he would be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. And the Gemara explains lo ilam di yada b'tumah sheretz. That certainly Rav Papa did not have a question in a case where he was yada b'tumah sheretz. And the shaila Rav Papa was kegoyin dinoga b'chadoshav le yada. That he touched a sheretz, which he knew was a sheretz. This sheretz was only the size of a chadasha. He didn't know if this was a large enough share that he became tummy or not. And Rav Papa Shaila is this considered yediyah b'tchila or not? And as the Gemara explains, my kivin diyado mitame sheretz ba'ilam yediyah he. Do we see that since he knows there's a concept of tummy sheretz ba'ilam, therefore it's considered yediyah b'tchila? Or yidilma, what do we say? Kivin de chadasha lo yado imitame lo imitame. That since he doesn't know if the share in order to be mitami through a sheretz is a shear of adosha, or you need even more than adosha, then alomhi then is considered as if he didn't have yediyah b'tchila, and therefore he would not be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. And the Gemara ends off teiku, and we're not pushing the shayla. We explain the Gemara's question of zilkari b'ravu as Rashi explained that he must have learned it when he was the yeshiva, as we're not talking about a tina shidishba. However, Ayin Tesis who points out zilkari b'ravu Vavi Kemoish Yesh Kan Yidia, and even if he didn't learn, it's as if he had a Yidia, Shehoy Loi Lishol, as this is something that he knows the concept that there is Tumah Ba'ilam, and therefore he should have asked, Kivin Shadav Zeh Yidua Litinekes. Taz continues, I will share it to Metamim Bechadosh Ad Besamach, and Yidua El Talmidim, that this din isn't necessarily known to Tinekes, and it's only known to those that are learned, therefore Rav Papa had a Shaila, and Taz continues, Vin Tema, typically, the other base rabbi, Kishalamid, it's Sab Metamei, Vishleima, Bishle Lamed, Al Rosh, Il Mizarim, Vele Yada Beza, Inami Lamed, Vele Haven, Bin Savlo Tzverdeh, Ma'ilam, as Rashi explained, Vaidesh Lefari, Zilkari Be Rabu, Klima, Hariyah Kochak, Lamed, Base Rabbi, Shitsov, Ksiv Pasha, Uvitinik Shinish, Balek Lukma, Kivin Shiadeh, the Chabinau Metamei, Ayan Sham, Ayan Ramban, who points out, Ilema, Vele Yada, Yisharitz Tame, Itzvadeh Tame, Zilkari Be Rabu, Loisha Sav Vadesh, Inet Sav Metamei, Al Dova Sophic, in Matsab Metamei, O Yetzvadeh, the Kivin Shiadeh, Shahusku Tum Betura, Vuin a Burlo, Yamasheritz Svadea, Yelich Vikur, Base Rabbi, Yuchamandi Yodadami, Avon Husava Bavadai, Shainat Sometame, any idea, Vichinim Adov Sophocle, and Husku Shem Tum Betura Loi, then any idea, Dele Ozla Birav, Mandle Gomaklau, Ayan Shum. The Gemara continued, Boy Rabbi Yemi, or Rabbi Yemi has the following Shaila, Ben Bubble Shol Light Sol, Vinel and Menon Makamigdash Mao, that if a person from Bubble comes to Arts Sol, although he knew that he was Tummy, but he didn't know where the Makamigdash was, and he was Oivan to Issa, Thomas Mikdash of Kadoshav, would he be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared, as would we consider it a idea betchilo or not? The Gemara continued that when Rabbi Yemi asked the Shaila, Aliba the man, according to whom, what is he asking the Shaila, as E. Aliba Rabbi Kiva to buy idea betchilo, as if he's going according to Shit Rabbi Kiva, that requires that there had to be idea betchilo, therefore we had a Shaila, this is considered idea or not, but certainly that would not be a question according to Rabbi Kiva, as Halim Chayiv al Halim Migdash, as Rabbi Kiva is never Mechayiv anyone to bring a carbon oil of Yared, if they had a lama regarding the Beis HaMikdash, and the only time that Rabbi Kiva requires someone to bring a carbon oil of Yared is only relevant to a lama of Tumah, Ialibid Rabbi Shmuel to Mechayiv al Halam Mikdash, and if you will say that Rabbi Yemi Shaila was relevant to Rabbi Shmuel al Mishnah, that was Mechayiv someone to bring a carbon oil of Yared, even if he had a lama but a gate of Beis HaMikdash, Halabay Yadir Betchila, but Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's no requirement to have Yadir Betchila, therefore this Shaila is irrelevant. The Gemara explains, Leitzricha Alibid Rabbi, the Bay Yadir Betchila, Mechayiv al Halam Mikdash, that in a chenami, Rabbi Yemi's question is only Lufi Rebbe that requires one to have had a Yediyah B'tchila in order to be chayav to bring a carbon oil of Yared, and he also requires someone to bring a carbon oil of Yared, even in a scenario we had a lama b'negeyah to makam ha-migdash, even if he never forgot that he was Tameh, v'omah Yediyah space rabbi shma Yediyah. Rebbe also holds that even a Yediyah space rabbi is considered a Yediyah, and my, and therefore Rabbi Yemi's shayla is as follows. Do we say, kivin diyada de ikam mikdash ba'ilam Yediyahi, that since Reuven certainly knew that there is a concept of a Beis HaMikdash in the world, just he never saw the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore when he walked into the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't realize that this building is the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe that's still considered Yediya, and he's still going to be chayev to bring a carbon oil of Yared, or since he never knew that this is the Makam HaMikdash, therefore it's not considered as if he had a Yediya B'tchila, and he would not be chayev to bring a carbon oil of Yared, and the Gemara ends off Teiku, and Rashi points out, V'loi Domi L'Yediyas Beis Rabbi Tuma, D'ilu Hasam Lomit Shasheretz Metamei, Uchshinoga B'yoda Shinoga B'sheretz, Avaloi Nizgaloi L'hakeh Shu Tomei B'digiyazu, Hasam Kaminim Kivin Shalomit Shanegeh B'sheretz Tomei, V'zeh Yoda Shinoga, Ein Zehelem, Avalzeh L'yoda Mokam Emigdash Miyomav, Ein Kanyediyas Beis Rabbi, Ayin Shom, Ayin Ritvog points out, Ben Bovel Sha'ol Eretz Yisrael, L'hochi Noka Ben Bovel Sha'ol Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yemi asked the Shaila specifically regarding a Ben Bovel, Meshun Ben Eretz Yisrael, Mistam Hu Yodea Mokam Emigdash, however Ayin tasted Yibim Asko Vanel and Menem Mokam Migdash. The Taisis points out, Lefi Masha Parashi, the Choshev Yediyah, Masha Hoyle Lishol, Tzorach Lefarish, the Bizmana Zer Mari, She'im Matzu Lishol, Hecha Mekaymai, as people generally didn't know where the Mokam Migdash was. The Taisis continues, Mikol Mokam Noka Ben Bavel, Lefi Shebnei Eretz Yisrael, Regilin Haker Yaisa, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.